Two.
From Casa de Brust, we're at the backyard of Ben Brust's home. That's me alongside our Packer backer in his great looking gear, Kyle Wallace. Brad Nortman, longtime NFL punter here with us, and Alex Strofe running the show as he'll be a part of Green Bay game day across a lot of our different assets. Strofe, do you just want to fill me in where you're going to be on?
You mean where the show will be on?
Yeah, because there's some moving parts.
Moving parts. So radio, we will only be on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. We have the Brewers on 620 WTMJ and Wisconsin volleyball playing on both 100.5 ESPN Madison and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. So radio, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. You can also find us on YouTube at ESPN Madison and at ESPN Milwaukee. Gabe Neitzel, John Anderson, Brian Bulaga, and myself.
There it is. He's Alex Strofe running the show in UKBA Nation, 800-990-3776 on YouTube, at ESPN Milwaukee, and at ESPN Madison. We discussed earlier which Eagle scares you the most. If you missed any of our show, always catch it, Wisconsin On Demand. We were split across the board. We can get to that poll in a little bit, but I do want to move the conversation forward about this game because I want to know, it is week one, right? But there are opportunities in a game like this where the head-to-head or who you play, if it's a quality opponent, could matter in the long term. I want to know from you guys, will this game matter at the end of the year?
I absolutely think it will. I mean, first of all, there's so few games in the NFL that every game in the win-loss column does matter. The Packers took it all the way till the end last year to be able to figure out, are they going to be eligible to become playoff-worthy or not? So every win-loss matters. But it's more than that when you play a high-octane, also NFC contender in the Philadelphia Eagles. Compare this to, let's say, next week, right? Next week, the Packers play the Colts at home, right? The Colts are a quality opponent, yeah. Not great, not bad, AFC team. So the game matters, but I would argue that this game matters a whole lot more than that game because you're going to have head-to-head things, you're going to have jostling for seeding, and you're just going to want – there's also tiebreakers of once you get past head-to-head and division record, next up is what is your record in your conference, what's your NFC record. So for all those reasons, this game matters most. At least for the Green Bay Packers, that it matters when it comes to the end of the season. So the Packers can't take it lightly, and that's why my fear of them starting slow is a real concern.
Yeah, I mean, we did have a conversation yesterday about which team you're most scared of that is going to stop the Green Bay Packers if they do make the playoffs, and being the Detroit Lions. We talked about the 49ers. But the Eagles, again, they have talent. You may believe that the head coach and quarterback may not be on the same page, and there might be some internal struggles going there. But for some history and context here, back in 2014, I hate to relive some of the bad memories, but they started the season on Thursday, September 4th. Losing to the Seattle Seahawks, which was 36-16.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
They bookended that season, as we all know, 28-22 against the Seattle Seahawks in overtime.
In Seattle, right?
In Seattle.
And that was one of the reasons why they ended up being in Seattle.
So that is where I just wanted to provide a little context of, like, you know, you see the Ravens and the Chiefs play yesterday. Those two met in the AFC Championship game last year. Not saying it's the same scenario for the Packers and the Eagles, but they're two teams that I think a lot of people believe are playoff teams. And if you make the playoffs, as we know, in the NFL format, it's single elimination. And so you always want to get as many of these games as possible to put yourself in a situation where if you don't have that number one seed, if you don't have a number two seed, where is the game going to be played?
Yeah, and that is something for me as a Packer fan. Maybe with the fact that Aaron Rodgers had the opportunity to win games at home, and it just seemed like home field advantage didn't matter. The one time that we made our run to the Super Bowl, the Packers never played a home game. Matter of fact, I believe they ended the season in Chicago, so we played like five straight road games when you include going into the Super Bowl as well. And so for me, does this game matter? All games matter, yes. But at the end of the day, if the Packers win or lose,
I guess they can make it, does this game matter for their future?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't, because at the end of the day, what matters is that the Packers are cooking and playing really well at the end of the season as well. They can start hot, but they can end up like the Philadelphia Eagles last year, who started extremely hot but sucked in the end. I prefer that the Packers win today. I want them to win today. But even even if they do not win this football game, I still know that we still have 16 other games for the Packers to dictate what their season is going to be. At the in the NFL and in most sports, there is matter of fact, I think the Dolphins are the only team to ever go undefeated. And so with that, the Packers aren't going to go undefeated. They're going to lose some games this year, and this may very well
Who
be one
you?
Of them.
What have you done with my
No, I don't.
Is this the Kyle that bet that they're going to win in between 9 and
no,
11
no,
games?
This is the Kyle that knows that I'm going to pick them and win every single game, understanding that some of my picks are going to be wrong. That's what life is. But at the end of the day, the thing that matters the most to me is that the Green Bay Packers come week 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 are playing the best football, entering the moment where it truly matters in the playoffs. So obviously seeds and all that matters, but what the Packers showed me last year and what they have shown me in the past, home or away, it does not matter. When it's time to play football, you need to come to play. And I don't think the Green Bay Packers beat the 49ers last year if they play in Green Bay or not, right? I think it just came down to the 49ers were a better football team with a better field goal kicker.
But Kyle, yeah, I like that you brought up the Aaron Rodgers thing. I feel like Kyle's just living in the Aaron Rodgers home field advantage doesn't matter. Do you believe that, Brad, as someone who played in playoff games and went to a Super Bowl? Like, do you think that still matters for a young quarterback in Jordan Love? Because I think that could be an advantage for Jordan Love versus an older quarterback, even though it didn't prove to be an advantage for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it seemed like Aaron Rodgers' struggles at home in Green Bay has rewired Packer fans' brain to think that it doesn't matter. It absolutely does
matter. The mystique is gone.
I wouldn't say that at all. Nobody wants to play in the cold. Nobody wants to go from
how dare a Packer backer say the mystique is
yeah,
gone.
I still remember Michael Vick running up and down the Green Bay Packers back in, I think, 01 or something like that.
Not that the mystique is gone. It's just the matter of having a quality team step up and play the way they're supposed to play. Everybody's more comfortable in their home stadium. You could argue whether momentum is real or not. I would say it's real. Mm-hmm. I would say having the backing of fans, playing at home, staying at the hotel you always stay at, eating the same food, it feels better. And I think there's home field advantage in so many other sports is overblown, right? Like, I don't think basketball, it matters that much who has home field advantage for a playoff series or even baseball. But football is a single elimination game. What'd you say?
Home court advantage.
Home court advantage. How about me saying home field advantage? So football is one of the rare places that home field advantage still exists. And there's a reason why if you are a higher seed, more than likely, you are the one to represent your side in the Super Bowl.
Do you remember the Giants game? I believe it was in 20, the year after the Packers went to the Super Bowl.
Do
you remember what happened?
Do you remember what happened, Kyle?
When the Packers played against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Yeah, there's always exceptions, Kyle.
Do you remember what happened when the Packers played against the San Francisco 49ers?
So let me put it this way.
It doesn't. I'd rather my team be cooking at the end of the year and they go do what they did to Dallas. You think Dallas thinks that home field advantage matters anymore? No, because they know when the Packers come down to AT&T Stadium, that's our house.
What about home field advantage for the San Francisco 49ers that took advantage of major momentum swings against the Packers and the Lions last year to go to the Super Bowl?
You know what that was about? That wasn't
you heard the crowd.
I heard the crowd. But what I'm
a field goal.
But what I will say is this. Home field advantage, obviously, it's nice to have. But when you have a veteran-laden football team like the San Francisco 49ers that are good regardless, are going to fight back regardless, that also plays a role as well. The Detroit Lions could have been in Detroit, and I still think San Francisco would have came back on them, bless you, because of the fact that they had a lot of veterans on that football team that have been in that moment before, and they were able to rise to the occasion in back-to-back weeks against the Packers and also against the Lions. I think experience and how you're playing means more than having home field advantage, and we've seen it year in and year out. Because at the end of the day, I don't know the numbers and the stats. But I do know last year, on the opposite side, I believe the Chiefs had to go to Baltimore. And they weren't able to – Baltimore wasn't able to hold home court. And so I'm just saying that I believe
court,
home
– field, whatever.
But what I'm saying is this home field advantage, you want it. But I don't think it's the end-all, be-all. That's why I think week one is important for the Green Bay Packers to start the season off on the right foot. But I'm not going to completely fall apart and say, oh, no, we're going to lose the tie-breaking now to the Eagles. What happens week 18?
What was it, Goody
He's made
or Matt?
Very clear that he does not believe in home field advantage.
Yeah. Just real quick, was it Goody or Matt LaFleur that said, we're happy to play in Brazil because at least we don't have to go to Philadelphia. These guys think about it too. They don't want to have to go and play in hostile environments, just like people don't want to go and play in Green Bay, a hostile environment.
What's also powerful is knowing that I look at these windows of my older home and know they're going to be fixed up with Gina Della from Pella.
I mean, I'm closing my eyes and envisioning everything we saw from the showroom when we did the show there on Wednesday, just superimposed into Ben Bruss' house right now. That can be your house, increasing the value, keeping that cold air in, and it's going to be hot air that you want to keep in here soon. So Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, their quality craftsmanship and innovative design, be able to match anything that you need your house budget for, and honestly, any budget that you need, they can match you in that to make it affordable for every project and every budget. I mean, they're talking about windows for as low as $18 a month and patio doors for as low as $81 a month. But you got to.
I thought I was a field rep the other day when I walked in with my Pella shirt and I sold them. I got a couple $81 patio doors ordered for you.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. And we are. It's easy to sing their praises because we see how great all their products are for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. So see how they can help you at PellaWI.com.
Or just say KBN mentioned that I should call and they'll probably hook you up. We have pole position, Green Bay props, and preview, and the best guest, I did that on purpose for Strophy, is joining us before Green Bay game day. That's John Anderson. Whole lot more to get to before the Green Bay game day kicks off at 4 o'clock. We'll be back.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Let them know the dread-headed brother loves the Green Bay Pack. When you see me, Goody, let me in the box.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
From Casa de Brust, 800-990-3776 is the ESPN Wisconsin Talking text line. Hang with you in ESPN Madison and ESPN Beaver Dam for another 10 minutes here before you get your UW volleyball. We'll be here until 4 o'clock leading into Green Bay game day with Alex Strofe, Gabe Neitzel, Brian Balaga, John Anderson. Lots to follow right here. No reason to go anywhere as we get you ready for tonight's game. And speaking of which, we're going to do that now with the Green Bay props and preview.
Here's an idea. Why don't you give me half the money you were going to bet? Then we'll go out back, I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Gather around, degenerates. It's time for the GBPP. Kyle Brust and Nortman are here to tell you how they plan to lose their money this weekend. This is the Green Bay Props and Preview.
Oh, it is that time. The Green Bay Props and Preview. It's so good to have it back, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anytime we get to actually talk about things that are going to happen within like 3 hours of something or like a day or two if we do this on Friday, just like it gets you thinking about what you expect to happen. I love it. You prognosticate, and you're probably wrong, but it's still fun.
Prognosticate is a great word choice. Well done by you, Benny, surprisingly, of all people. Let's get into this, starting with Jordan. You're welcome, sir. Well, we'll start with Jordan Love. Over under 258.5 passing yards. 258.5 is the over under in the opener for the $55 million man, Jordan Love.
Over. I like the over. I think this is going to be a game where points are going to be scored. I really do. I think the offense is going to start sort of slow, but they're going to turn it on. And I think the Eagles are going to score. So I think they're going to have to pass, score quickly. That includes Jordan Love throwing for a lot of passing yards.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very close. That's why they made the line there. I'm actually going to go under, slightly under, because I think that the Green Bay Packers are going to be able to capitalize pretty early, have a lead, and then they're going to lean heavily on the brand new toy that they have in Josh Jacob. So I don't think he gets over 258.5, but I do think he gets around 250.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Kyle here. I'm in the under. I think he's anywhere from that 220 to 240. Look, I just, this game is the hardest one, right? Because you want to, like, whatever you have in your brain happening, you're like, oh, they got all these wide receivers. They're going to throw it around. Jordan Love's going to be what he was the last 10 games. But I feel like typically in these week one games, right, there is a little bit of rust, and I think the best way to knock the rust off is probably to see if you can run the football early, trying to establish time of possession. Then you can start opening up the playbook later. So I see a little bit more ground and pound into passing. I would go under, but I wouldn't be surprised if Jordan goes over because – he's just going to show why he got that contract.
If he go over, go big over, Jordan, because I need that money. $3,800, baby.
Kyle, Ben, this one's for you.
Boo this man!
We move on to the new running back, Josh Jacobs, over under 82.5 all-purpose yards. Rush and receiving combined, 82.5 the number for Josh Jacobs, the new Packers running back.
Boy, that sounds low to me. I was expecting 82.5 rushing yards, but all-purpose yards, that's a couple screens and checkdowns to get you maybe 40, and all you have to do is rush another 40 or 50.
40 on receiving?
Yeah, I mean, you have a
Saquon
successful...
Saquon Barkley's prop is 19.5.
Yeah, I should have
for receiving?
Yeah.
That's criminally low. Criminally low. They're begging you to take that. I'm going with over. I really do believe that this Packers offense is going to start slow, but turn it on right before half and then cook second half. So I think not only for Jordan Love over on yards, I think they're going to utilize Josh Jacobs and get the over.
So we didn't see very many plays of Josh Jacobs, but when we did, what happened? They got him involved in the offense early on. They tried to throw him the ball. They handed him the ball off in those three offensive plays that they had. They want him to be an active member of this offense. On top of that, Jordan Love said, you have zero receiving touchdowns in your career. That changes this year. This tells me what the point of emphasis is for Josh Jacobs, is out the backfield, catching the ball and running ball as well. 82.5 over.
Yeah, I have to go over here because of the running back depth too, right? Like Marshawn Lloyd, Dillon. I mean, I guess Emmanuel Wilson is going to be a part of the picture. I mean, naturally he's going to be, but you're not going to put him out there as much as you pay Josh Jacobs. Like, you pay Josh Jacobs
be a bell cow
to be the guy, and the back ends of his contract are not guaranteed. So if you have him, utilize him. See what he can do for you as the leading rusher 2 years ago. I'll go over here.
Let's hit some of the fun ones that I made up. This is from the Alex Strofe Sportsbook. We ready?
Hey,
Over under half a missed kick for Packers kicker Braden Narveson. Could be an extra point or a field goal.
That is.
Say it again for me.
Half
what
a missed
mean,
kick.
Say it again.
I'm just trying to hear
over
what you
under.
Said.
Will there half be a of a missed kick
from the Packers?
I can't do it. I can't put that on him. I just can't. I feel like there's a good chance it happens, but I just can't put that on a fellow specialist to say, you know what, first game, first NFL game, you're going to miss a kick. I can't. I can't do it.
Doing good work, Brad. Attaboy.
Here's why I'm going to do it. Brad himself struggled as a rookie because he was nervous he wasn't going to be able to figure it out.
Sure
this man
was
doing well in preseason. But game reps are different reps. On the line against the Eagles in week one in Brazil, it's a big stage with the whole world watching.
Literally.
I'm using you as my answer to say, yes, he's over 0.5 misses.
This is what I'm thinking right now. I'm thinking because we know that Narv Dog has a big leg, I believe the Packers get the ball late in the first half and they attempt some long field goal, 55, 57-yard field goal, which is long.
50, and he's going to hit it.
If he hits it, that's great. But that's my whole thing, is that he's going to have something truly far out because the Packers are going to try to get some points at the end of the half, and they're just going to say, you know what, 2 tens in a bucket, send it out there and kick it. Let's see what happens.
Bad mentality from our Packer backer to think that no matter what, the Packers are going to falter into field goal area, or you're predicting that
they're
going to have the possession last.
In the first half, they're going to have the possession last. They're not going to have a lot of time. Jordan Love is going to dink and dunk and get us in the field, somewhat of a field goal range, but extra long, and it's just going to be
a
challenging kick.
That is a very specific scenario.
Very specific.
Very specific.
I believe in Jay Love at the end of the half.
Fellas, rapid fire here for the last few. Will it be before or after 8 o'clock? It is a 7:15 kickoff. Will it be before or after 8 o'clock when we get the first anti-Jeff Hafley tweet?
Before.
Before. Yeah, there's going to be something. Like, there'll be one big play, even if it doesn't lead to points, that someone's going to try and be the funny guy.
Yeah, well, and if you're like a traumatized ex and you feel like you've been hurt before, I think there's going to be some hurt Packer fans out there that's going to feel some pain, because I think the Eagles are going to start real strong.
Yeah, I think it'll be before. It'll definitely be before, because all it takes, as Ben said, one big run. Oh, here we go again. Same thing.
As we bid adieu to ESPN Beaver Dam and ESPN Madison in the next few minutes, fellas, the last two I have for you, we'll do them together. Philadelphia is -2.5. 2.5-point favorites. The over-under is 49.5. Philly -2.5, over under 49.5. What do we like?
I like underdogs week one always. I like the Packers in this spot, and I also like the under. I just think there's a feel-out process in a different stadium, in a different arena. I'm an under better by nature. Both defenses, there's a lot of unknowns. I understand that, but week one, I'm gonna go with a slower start.
I'm going to go with the over. My final projection is Eagles 27, Packers 24. So that's me also taking the Eagles and the points. And I just think that the Packers are going to start slow. They haven't had a great camp. And the Eagles are just really good. They were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, started last year 10-1. So the Eagles are just a really good team. And it's going to be a stumble to start.
And I'm going to take the under, 27-23. If you do the math, I feel the Packers are winning, but they'll slightly be under.
27 plus 23 equals 50. That is the over.
Oh,
that
was 48. Oh, over then. Over. Over.
Just tell us about American
Family
Insurance.
Let me tell you about American Family Insurance. We're here at Ben's house. And you know what? I know Ben's house is covered because it has to be covered with American Family Insurance. I want you to make sure that your life is better with a home and auto policy from American Family Insurance. I'm telling you this right now. You can take care of everything that you need. You have no worries. Whether you have a flood in your basement, whether you have a windstorm, whether you get into a fender bender, it is great to know that you have American Family Insurance on your side. So if you're looking for a policy today, home or auto, you want to bundle it, visit amfam.com today. That is amfam.com. You can get a quote right there on the spot, or you can also find an agent near you. Visit amfam.com today, and always remember, insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Go to amfam.com today to find an agent near you.
That music just means that ESPN Madison and ESPN Beaver Dam will be getting Wisconsin's women's volleyball. Kyle, Brust, and Ortman are going to continue on 94.5 ESPN until 4 o'clock as we have Green Bay Game Day with Alex Stroff, Gabe Neitzel, John Anderson, and Brian Balaga. So we're not going anywhere. Green Bay props and previews was now. Pole position is next, and John Anderson, who will be on that show, will be joining us to wrap up our portion live from the Brust household in the backyard. We've buried the Green Bay Packers time capsule. Will we remember where it was? I hope so, because we had Stroff mark that it was 4 to 5 panels down the fence, 1 foot out. We'll find out in February. Time for volleyball in those markets. We'll be back. Green Bay Packers against the Philadelphia Eagles right here. Kyle, Brust, and Ortman with just the four. You know what? Stroff, I got an idea. I think you know what I'm doing here.
What's up?
It's the 414 hour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Half hour.
Well, it is the 414 half hour, but it's not at 4.
Come on. It always makes everyone feel good, and it's Kyle's game day. Let's get
that's
a chance
true.
To do the
broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle, Brust, and Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the Wisconsin On Demand app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
It's the 414 hour at 3:34. on KBN on a Packers game day. 3:34. Look at your clocks. You know what time it is. Not only is it 3:34, it's also game day, baby. Let's go.
I love that it was at least 3:34.
That was so good.
These Kyle Wallace. I am Ben Brust alongside Brad Nortman. How do you plan on digging up the time capsule from frozen ground? That's Derwin in the 262. Those are questions that we will figure out later in February. We have an ice pick from my great neighbor. He already offered that. I'll find a blowtorch.
Yeah, what you need, that blowtorch.
Yeah. We're going to dig the time capsule out of the ground.
Can you start a fire with a blowtorch? Do we need to get the fire department here just in
case?
Well,
the fire department's right down the road, actually.
Perfect.
Okay.
I can knock on their door and say, hey, be on standby.
Well, I guess that's why you have American Family Insurance, just in case you burn down your own house. You're protected still.
It's the 414 hour at 4.
Halfway to foe.
Halfway to foe. I like that. I like that. Almost to foe. I like that.
Now, 800-990-3776 is the ESPN Wisconsin Talking text line. We're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, but it's time now for Alex Stroph, who will be on Green Bay Game Day in about 25 minutes to take us through pole position.
Everyone's got their opinions, but we just happen to think some are better than others. Let's hit the polls. This is Pole Position. Pole Position on Kyle Bruston Nortman is presented by Great Lakes Dragway, a quarter-mile-long drag strip, plus a drift pad. Even drive your own car on the track. Find full event schedule and ticket information at greatlakesdragway.com.
Fellas, I typically give you a worst poll of the week. I don't know that I can give it to you for being a bad poll this week. But somebody ripped off our poll.
Oh, wow.
I saw a nervous, excited one. I think we did nervous, confident. Is that what you're
That is exactly what I'm referring to, yes. Jen Gabe and Chewy, weekday morning, 7 to 9, right here on ESPN Milwaukee, said, how would you best describe how you, in all capital letters like I always write, are feeling heading into hashtag Packers first game against the Eagles? Excited or nervous? We did that poll earlier in the week.
Imitation is a form of flattery, Strophy.
Sure, yeah. You're right. I'm just, I expect more out of Joshy DiMaggio, the producer of that show. But anyway.
You let him sub on Mr. Irrelevant. He's ripping you off.
Yeah, exactly. Now we're, but I would say we're all at like a nervous confident, right? Like, well, Kyle, you specifically, I'm feeling like a nervous confidence.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit of a nervous confidence as well when it comes to the Green Bay Packers, but I feel good, right? It's just a simple anticipation of what this game is all going to entail. It's the first game of the season, man. It's a lot that we're going to get from this. So, yeah, there is a nervous confidence here.
Let's stick with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy for our first real poll. Which side of the ball for the Packers do you have more questions about entering 2024? Is it the offense or the defense?
Now, this is actually an interesting question. When I heard it first, I was going to be like, this is easy. But, like, at the same time, we've never seen Josh Jacobs in a Packers uniform. There's four wide receivers that someone's going to emerge as more of a key target. The offensive line has some questions. It's not completely solidified. And Jordan – I'm going to say offense.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to say offense. You know why?
What was in that package?
Because all that matters is what Jordan Love is. And we know what Jordan Love is at the end of last year. We don't know he's going to be throughout an 18-game season on a big contract.
Oh, this is the day. This is the day you start having question marks. This is it. That is hours before the game.
For the Packers, it is the biggest question that needs – the defense doesn't matter if Jordan Love isn't as good as we think he's going to be.
Yeah, but he's proven that he can play at that level. Sometimes when you come across that question on an exam and you're like, it's got to be A, but it seems like it's too easy. Mm-hmm. That's what this question is.
I always go too easy.
Yeah, it's too easy. The defense, we don't know how they're going to perform, what this new system looks like. We still don't know if it's the scheme or the talent that is causing the issues in performance for the defense. The offense seems like it's most people returning. Yes. Could Jordan Love have a range of different production today? That's true. This season, but I'm more confident and I have more answers about the offense than I certainly do the defense.
Absolutely, Brad, you said it all. It's defense. The offense is going to be A-okay. It's the defense that we have no idea what to expect from.
Love it, fellas. Let's move on to this one from Jim, Matt, and Molly. Typically weekdays from 4 to 6 on ESPN Madison, though they were from 12 to 2 today on ESPN Madison. Which of the Packers' big free agent signings will make a bigger impact tonight? Will it be the running back, Josh Jacobs, or the safety, Xavier McKinney?
I'm going to go with Xavier McKinney. I don't think they've had a really high-end, capable safety in their lineup since, Nick Collins? And so it's been some time, and I think we forget the impact that can make both in run stopping and coverage, playmaking. So I think it's Xavier McKinney that's going to have the biggest impact. He's going to have to be the leader of that defense, and he's going to have to be the guy that shows up and plays at an all-pro level. They're going to be a top-10 defense.
Here's why I love this question, right? Because I think both are really important to the success of the sides of the football, right? We saw when Aaron Jones was playing at a high level, 100 yards rushing in three straight games at the end of the season, Jordan Love was starting to play his best football. But then we heard the press conference from Jeff Hafley at the end of the – or at the start of his introductory press conference. He described what he said.
What was all that ruckus just there a second ago?
Kyle just took, like, turn your mic down. It's your first time doing this. You're setting your headset down. We're on the air.
What's going
on?
Why'd he leave?
Our papers are flying.
His papers are flying, but you don't need to UWD. Put your mic down and disrupt the audience.
Was it moving?
Yeah, is this your first time?
I wasn't moving.
It was like, ka-chunk, and you're putting it down.
Point is, Jeff Hafley wants a safety who can do it all, and that's why it's important. I know safety and play is important, like you mentioned, but it's even more important when that is a position that Jeff Hafley values, so I go Xavier McKinnon.
Well, I apologize, KBN Nation, for putting my headset down and having you be distracted by Ben's eloquent response there, but it was wrong because it really is Josh Jacobs, and I thought you were going in the right direction because when you started talking about Aaron Jones, do you guys remember what this offense became when Aaron Jones was running the ball for 100 yards after 100 yards at the end of the season? Now we have a back that is more than capable of doing that, who is actually younger as well, who the Packers signed to basically do that. Josh Jacobs is the one that's going to have the bigger impact today simply because he has more control over the game. He's going to touch the rock, and he's going to touch the rock a lot today in the air or also on the ground as well. So it's going to be Josh Jacobs over Xavier McKinnon.
It's interesting because Kyle's bold prediction was the Green Bay Packers were going to lead the NFL in takeaways.
Yeah.
That would be a good opportunity for Xavier McKinnon to have a footprint.
Hey, I'm not
game.
Saying they both ain't going to have a footprint. I'm just saying Josh Jacobs going to put his footprint all over the Eagles' defense today.
Over that ass.
Yep.
That's all I got for you, fellas.
There it is. That is Pole Position, brought to you by Great Lakes Dragaway. And Kyle's got an opportunity to tell you how you can take care of your windows.
Oh, absolutely. I want you to take care of your windows with Universal Windows Direct. I'm telling you this right now. Get a consultation. If you're thinking about it, you're looking at your windows, you're talking with your partner or your loved one about, I think we want to upgrade right now, do it. And I'm telling you, don't even have to make the decision to buy. Just make the decision to have somebody come by and do a consultation with you from Universal Windows Direct. So I want you to call them today at 414-410-2000. And remember, for every two windows you buy, you get the next two free. If you happen to have 10 windows that you need to get fixed up here, they'll take care of that. All you got to do is buy five and you'll get five free. That's exactly how it works here with Universal Windows Direct. And remember, plus 0% financing for 60 whole months. Updating your windows is so easy, and they'll make sure you're extra protected with Universal Windows Direct. So once again, buy two, get two. 0% financing for 60 months, that's five whole years, and you get all that with Universal Windows Direct. So call them today at 414-410-2000, and for the last windows you'll ever need, go to UWD.com. That is UWD.com, and like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
John Anderson, who's going to be a part of Green Bay Game Day, leading up to kickoff with Alex Stroph, Gabe Neitzel, and Brian Belaga, is going to join us right now. Well, kind of right now. Coming up next on Kyle Brust-Norman.
This is Kyle Brust-Norman.
Dick Van Dyke, real quick, on the cha-cha slide ACL, says she was carried out by all five of us. Five people?
That's a big girl.
Yeah, that's a big girl who did cha-cha.
Stop it, Kyle.
What you mean? Five of them had to carry out a big girl. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
For some buffalo chicken dip to munch on. And then Jesse Nelson's on my radio. Boo! Nah, Jesse does a great job with the 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. He's doing the pregame show for the women's volleyball.
They finally get on the winning side tonight.
Yeah, I hope
need
so.
They play against TCU. They'd be good.
Joining Kyle Brust-Norman before he is on Green Bay Game Day with Alex Stroph, Gabe Neitzel, and Brian Belaga is John Anderson of SportsCenter fame. John, the professor, welcome to our show.
Man, I could have just sat there and listened to Kool and the Gang, honestly. I didn't need anything else in my life.
Wasn't that great? Yeah. That's our Friday last segment song.
Do you go Kool and the Gang in a pinch or Earth, Wind, and Fire? Because there's only one right
answer. That's a great question. I got to go Earth, Wind, and Fire, though.
Yeah, I think I'm right.
There's more to it.
No, you said in a pinch, though. I mean, Get Down On It is classic.
That's a Pepper's classic, too.
It is.
I had surgery on my ankle, and they gave me anesthesia.
Yeah.
And the last thing I remember was Boogie Wonderland came on. I was like, Boogie Wonderland. And then I was knocked out,
that's
and I
perfect.
Woke up.
Yeah. Just remember, we're coming up on the 21st night of September. I mean, we're 2 weeks away. So yes, I'm just going to say.
Important date.
More importantly, John, we are in game day for the Green Bay Packers. I want to ask you one question we asked our audience and gave answers to, is which Eagle scares you the most tonight?
I say Jalen Hurts just because he's going to touch it every play. And he is a guy that, since he can do more than just throw it, he can take off and run. He scares me the most because he's not just, I get it every play and I may hand it off every play. He could do something, and plus I think after the way they finished last year, this guy is out to kind of, redeem himself for the back half of the season. So cause I know that sounds easy, but like not every quarterback, I feel like is always the most dynamic guy in the field, but I think he's their most dynamic guy. So that's the guy right there that I'm worried most about.
Yeah, John, as a follow-up question, you said Jalen Hurts can do a lot, and he absolutely can. And after watching Lamar Jackson last night, what he can do on his legs.
The Jack Show.
It just got me thinking, like, what are you more concerned about when it comes to Jalen Hurts specifically? What he can do with his arm or what he can do with his legs?
I'm like everybody, like I think I'd rather force him into throwing if possible. So I guess that means I worried about him running and escapability, because I like that when they get loose, right? They're not 5 yards in a cloud of dust kind of guys. They're 17 and sprint out of bounds and ruin thirds and longs and that kind of stuff. So I think more of that. I think he's a fine passer, but he's not what we came to be accustomed with like an Aaron Rodgers or somebody like that. So which is not a knock. The guy throws it pretty well, but I just think that I would rather force him to be in the pocket so I know where he's at. I want to know where he's at.
You don't
he's
want
in the
him
pocket,
going
I got
Tommy
an eye
DeVito
on
you.
Oh, that guy. I was at that game. That still wakes me up at night just to be pissed off. Nothing, it's just like the guy is a. The guy should be on a sandlot somewhere, and he's trucking us. It's terrible.
John, you really do hold on to the pessimistic moments and the negative moments.
Dude, when you grow up with the Packer team I have, you would too. Okay? Mr. Spoiled Paid.
I'm so glad I did.
Brett Favre in my life. Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Go ahead.
Thank goodness Mama Wallace and Papa Wallace decided 1990 was the year, because I can't do nothing before that. That was a terrible.
Yeah, terrible. Like, you guys, we're talking about how, Jordan Love, it's amazing. You know what? What if we had to talk about David Whitehurst or Blair Keel or Jim Delgazzo or John Hadle or Jerry Tagge?
Who
come
on
people? Now.
They just
these
put
are people
jersey?
That actually started games for the Packers.
Ooh.
Wow.
These no are real live human remember. Beings that were quarterbacks for the Packers. Carlos Brown. You remember Carlos Brown? Of course you don't.
No.
I feel like you just named your 7 best friends from high school.
Yeah, I mean, if that
right?
would have been like the Brewers single A team, I would have believed you.
Literally, like if I had a name of one of those guys and said, what do they have in common? It would have taken you guys like 60 guesses to go, I don't know, they started for the Packers?
No.
But
started an accounting
come
firm.
Up with that. Yeah,
no,
exactly.
Not.
By the way, who thought we'd go to opening day and think, gosh, if the Packers can be as good as the Brewers, we're going to be in decent shape.
Oh, man, that's the one great thing about being a Green Bay Packers fan. And I'll come from a positive perspective here with my question is, which one are you more anticipating seeing? Are you more excited to see the Green Bay Packers offense with the $55 million man? Or are you more excited to see this brand new Jeff Hafley-led defense tonight?
You want to talk about being pessimist. Like, every third down, I just sit with my fingers crossed. Every game, doesn't matter who I'm watching. If I have invested in it, I have my fingers crossed, and I'm rocking like Leo Mazzoni, just going, get him off the field. So that's it. But, like, I think the days, for the most part, of, like, when we saw Ray Lewis in that Ravens defense or the Bears 85 defense or the Steelers through Curtin, I don't know that we're around for that. The game is too offensive. So I'm happy to go ahead, and I think Hafley's got to do some things. They don't have to stone people all the time. They just got to make the right stop at the right time, which is what kind of irritated me so often with Barry. It's like, this is where we really need to get him off the field, and we didn't. So I'd like to see that from him. But, no, I like to see offensive people go. I want to see them run it like crazy, right? Like, I'd love to see just – let's run it. That Monday night game, was it, where Bill Belichick and the they had whatever scrub, remember, and they ran it in Buffalo like 33 straight times?
Yeah.
I don't need that. But, like, if you're going to road grade somebody, go ahead. I love that Jordan Love's getting 52 million or whatever it is. But if I can road grade somebody, I would love to do that because there's nothing more demoralizing. I like to see Josh Jacobs just carry it 25 times for 138 yards and just pound them. And then, you know, on third down, watch him throw it over the – Jordan throw it over the safeties as they've come up into the box, which I know that sounds like 1970s football too. But, by the way, that'll win if you play
like
that way.
Football.
That'll win.
Mm-hmm. John Anderson joining us here on Kyle Bruston-Nortman before Green Bay game day. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, and Brad Nortman.
John, you're a big deal. Let's not pretend like you're not. Ben always says that we remember watching you grow up in SportsCenter, and I'm the same.
In my underwear.
I'm in the same boat as him. So as a big deal, you've probably been confronted with the same situation I'm going to deal with tonight. So I got invited, my wife and I got invited to a Packers party.
This is a conversation for not us, Kyle.
Yeah, it's the Packers. Maybe someday
Let
for
me
you
go
guys.
To ESPN cool. Milwaukee maybe, on YouTube and get in the chat.
Maybe someday. Like my wife and I got invited to a Packers watch party, which we're going to attend with some good friends. But I am also committed to doing a watch-along with our good friend Mark Tauscher, Brian Belaga, a couple other former Packers along the way. And so I'm going to do that for part of the first half of the game. So is it in poor taste of me to kind of say to the host, you know what, I'm going to be there. I'm looking forward to it. But I'm going to have to excuse myself for about 45 minutes. I'm going to need my own room. I'm going to need my own TV. I'm going to need a place for my laptop. I'm going to need quiet as much as possible so I can do my dang job and attend the party. Is that in poor taste?
Media starts with me, John.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, so I guess I'm confused as to why you're not staying home.
Thank you.
You know?
Because I don't want FOMO. I want to be able to hang out with my people.
You want your cake and to eat it, too. You
yeah,
want to
I
be
do.
This YouTube star,
How good
watch
a party
the game.
Is this? How good a party is this going to be that you're having FOMO? Like,
it's just, you know what better way to kick off the Packers season than, you know.
Just being at somebody else's house. Yes, working from somebody else's house.
Food.
Yeah,
Those are all nice. And I tried to host one time because Oklahoma State started the season on like a Thursday. They're the only game. And my wife went to OSU, so we threw a big thing. And what happens is everybody starts talking about the school bus drop-off. Or the new city garage, and nobody watches the game. So I don't want that. Mm-hmm. I don't. Yeah, I think you should just bail. Period.
Oh wow.
You know.
Yeah. Okay. I think you said it, and I don't think he's going to. But John Anderson, we appreciated you joining us. As this is the end of the road for Kyle Bruston-Nortman, leading you into Green Bay game day. You're gonna hear John, Alex Stroh, Brian Belaga, Gabe Neitzel on Green Bay Game Day. Kyle, any last words?
Bye, Pack, bye! Bye, Pack, bye!
Go, Pack, go, baby.
Go, Pack, go! Enjoy Green Bay Game Day. Enjoy the game. Talk to you on Monday.